This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're with you 10 to 2 today and every day. You can download the all-new Radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere to hear our great guests like Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Rap Sheet is with us right now. You can follow him on Twitter for great NFL intel. And Ian, thanks for joining us in D.C. on Grant and Danny. I want to start with this wacky Sua Craven story. You had the report over the weekend that he was going to show back up potentially on Tuesday, and the Redskins beat him to the punch, I guess, by telling him, actually, we're fine. Don't show back up. What do you know about this, and how did this all unfold?
Yeah, I mean, you really hit it on the head. You know, So his agent met with members of the Redskins brass when they were in L.A. over the weekend. That was either Friday or Saturday. Discussed a couple things. Message was relayed that he was going to show up on early in the week. I believe the plan was on Tuesday. And, you know, then he went to the USC-Texas game, saw Doug Williams on the sideline, chatted with him for a little bit. You know, I'm not sure what those conversations entailed, but, you know, the two obviously talked, and Cravens was there rooting on his former team. Redskins play on Sunday. Cravens was actually not there. But the plan was to show up. And, you know, I'm not sure what let me say this. He was going to show up. And, you know, as I talked about on Sunday, that's definitely not the end of the story. There's a lot of things going on here from a personal health standpoint. From a personal life standpoint, this was definitely not an open and shut case. But before he had the opportunity to actually show up, the Redskins put him on the leave squad list and end his season. And, you know, I'm sure it was extremely frustrating for Cravens, but that's where we are.
Yeah, and he made his bet, by the way, by leaving the team. Now, I'm with you. I want him to get help, and whatever needs to happen should happen. And he's not necessarily the bad guy in all of this, but he left the team.
No, but as you know, as you really you said it well. Like I also, you know, hope he betters himself, and you know, personally, what's going on. I hope he comes out the right side of this. The problem as a player, though, is you really don't have a ton of recourse when you leave the team. It's just it's unfortunate, but it's what it is. And, you know, I'm not going to say you lose rights as a player, but once you leave a team, there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, for instance, a team can essentially do this. They can just put you on this list and end your season. Plus, there's the what do his, you know, current teammates think about it, which I think we know there's a lot of teammates that weren't happy. So I really hope he comes out the right side of this, but it's a very, very complex situation.
At Rap Sheet on Twitter, Ian Rappaport, NFL Media and NFL Network on Grant and Danny. I want to get your thoughts on this because I've talked to people in the building, players, and they are not happy that he was in the stadium one day earlier for a college football game with some of his former teammates at USC, but some of those guys he doesn't even know. And then the next day in the same stadium didn't show up when the Redskins were playing. Do you think that that was a big factor? Because one day later is when they told him to kick rocks.
I don't know. Mainly because, like, if I was a teammate, I would definitely say, like, well, why were you not there to cheer us on? But I don't actually know how that works. Like, he left the team. He obviously was not in good standing. How would he then be on the Redskins sideline? Would they give him a pass? You know, it's not like you just walk on. Like, how would that work? I don't actually know. You know, if you're someone who has fallen out of favor with the team, left the team, is trying to fight your way back, do they say, all right, cool, come hang out and, you know, chill on the sidelines? Like, I don't know. Would he have to buy a ticket and sit in the stands? Just functionally, logistically, I don't know how that would work. I know it doesn't look great that he was there one night and he wasn't there the next day, but much easier to get a ticket to USC than a pass on for the Redskins, the team that you left.
I would say it's pretty easy to get a Rams ticket, though. They had a bunch of seats empty in that stadium.
I mean,
but
I'm not going to say you're right, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point, but I guess I would also say I haven't heard a report that he showed effort, that he tried to do that. I mean, you're right. Logistically, it might be awkward.
Nor have I, by the way.
Yeah, so if he called Doug Williams and, like, hey, I'd like to be on the sideline, and they said, well, maybe it's better you don't, that's a story. But if he finds a way to the stadium on Saturday and has no interest on Sunday.
There are people with the team that have brought this up. I guess
right.
What I ask Ian is, I wonder if the people he talks to say, we couldn't believe that. 24 hours later is when they decided it's over, your season's ending. And I didn't know if that had anything to do with it, but it's good.
Yeah,
info.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that it's nothing, because it's definitely not nothing. It is something that people noticed. And, you know, did Bruce Allen, you know, say, all right, well, he didn't show up. Well, then, you know, for the game, well, then he's done. No, of course not. But all of these things matter just a little bit. And I know that there were people, you're right, there were definitely people who at least took notice of it. You know, I don't know all that went into it. I do not know whether he tried to go to the game or not. But if feelings are hurt, which I'm sure they were, then it definitely mattered.
Ian Rappaport is with us, NFL Network insider. Follow him at Rap Sheet. Remember, tonight, Thursday Night Football, exclusively on NFL Network, Rams and Niners. Ian, I want to ask you, stay in the NFC East here for a minute. I picked the Giants before the season to win the division. I thought this 11-5 team, the offensive line would have had to have improved. It looks like I look like a big stupid idiot here through a couple weeks. I'm sure they'll be better than they've been, but what is going on in New York?
Yeah, I definitely don't think they're as bad as this. Actually, I'm probably crazy for a lot of reasons, but to me it looks more like just physical mistakes than something that, you know, like everyone's talking about, will McAdoo give up play calling? He may, but I'd be surprised, because play calling is something that, you know, people who do it, like, that's their identity. You know, like, I'm sure Jay Gruden is extremely happy this year. I'm sure he just likes calling plays. It's part of who he is, you know. I'm sure that's just part of him. For McAdoo, like, I know that's part of his identity. You know, to me, it's like Ingram drops the pass, you know, right by the goal line. Brandon Marshall drops the pass down the sideline. I mean, physical mistake, you know, Eli, not a physical mistake, but letting the clock run out. I mean, he's way better than that. It just looks like a team that's out of sorts, not a team, to me, that's bad. The offensive line play is not good, but I don't think they're the worst offensive line in football. We've seen way worse, just the ball needs to come out. It's just need to tinker what they're doing and play to their strengths a little more. Like, it's okay that they're not a power-running team. They're just not. So I think at some point they'll sort of go, all right, here's what we are. Let's just move forward.
Of the 2-0s, Carolina, Atlanta, Detroit, then in the AFC, Kansas City, Denver, Oakland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. Which team has impressed you, surprised you?
Ooh, I think the Lions probably. You know, that was a tough, methodical road beat down on national TV of the Giants. And, you know, Packers get a lot of headlines. I think the Vikings are going to be, when Bradford gets healthy, going to be really, really good. I'm not sure anyone talked about the Lions this offseason at all. Like, there's just not much to talk about, you know, except maybe as far as Jim Caldwell's job status. Well, they look really good. I mean, I think Abdullah's going to be a pretty good running back. Stafford's what he is. Defense looks, you know, pretty good and a lot faster. I have been really impressed with the Lions. Tough division, but very, very good start.
Hey, Ian, tonight, Niners and the Rams. This is like the former Redskins assistant coaches bowl. two offensive lines that are pretty damn savvy that left town for under differing circumstances, obviously kind of the opposite extreme circumstances, to be honest. Which of these two guys do you think has a better future as a head coach?
Oh, man. I actually think they're both going to be successful, which is such a cop-out, but it's true. I'll say this. I think right now Sean McVay is going to be brighter quicker because he's got the better team and he's got the quarterback. And, you know, the best thing you can do as a head coach, offensive coordinator, play call, whatever, is to get the quarterback right because it just instills confidence in everyone. And I think what he's going to do with Jared Goff is exactly what Redskins people saw with Kirk Cousins, which is take someone who has skills to be pretty good and just do everything you can to help him get to that point. And whether fundamentally, game plan wise, the whole deal. So I think McVay's going to have much more success early. The only question I would have with Kyle Shanahan, who is similarly brilliant and dynamic, and I think, you know, has potential, is let's say the Niners go 2-14. Well, then all the good feeling, all the plans we talked about this past offseason, all the momentum or whatever they had, does it go away? Do people start to doubt? You know, can he keep being a leader when the team went 2-14? That is really hard. So I would say that's sort of the difference to me, is what are the 49ers going to have to endure to be successful?
And just based in D.C. and having lived here my entire life, I always kind of bet against the coach with the crazy owner as well. Because you never really know, like to your point on 2-14, not that he's going to get blown out after a year, obviously, but those owners like Dan Snyder, like Jed York, those guys just march to a different beat than everybody else.
Yeah, and I think one thing with the Niners is Jed York has definitely tried to take a step back over the last year or so. It was so nasty locally, so nasty, just that he was like, all right, I'm done. So he's taking a step back publicly, privately. They break all their own news now, it seems, which, you know, sucks, obviously, for people like me, but what are you going to do? And they've just been much more above board. And I think that atmosphere, and they're transparent. They will just tell you what's up. And just publicly, on the record. I think that has helped sort of calm the craziness there a little bit.
Ian, always appreciate the time, buddy. We'll be tuning in to NFL Network tonight for Rams Niners, man. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Follow him on Twitter at @RapSheet, and it's an exclusive broadcast tonight on NFL Network. Rams, 49ers, McVay, Shanahan. A lot of Redskins intrigue in this one. NFL ratings are down through a couple of weeks of football. Why is that? We'll take our stab at that national conversation next on Grant and Danny.
Do you enjoy fun? Are you someone that enjoys good times and you'd like them to continue, right? I'm asking a question, Frank. You don't have to celebrate the point. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. I love fantasy football. I'm in 10 regular fantasy football leagues. I do daily fantasy just like everybody else, right? I found something that combines the best of both of those things. I'm trying to explain to you people. You people! This is so much fun. It's called Draft. It's simple. It's easy. It's efficient. It's awesome. It combines the best thing of year-long fantasy football, which is the draft initially to start the season, and it combines the best of daily fantasy. Plus, you got 80% better odds than on the regular salary cap sites. I'm telling you, get this going. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com. It's that simple. You can use my promo code. That's 1067Danny to get a free play with your first deposit. That's 1067Danny. When you log in, make your first deposit, use that promo code, you get a free play in a real cash game. Drafts take about 5-6 minutes. In fact, yesterday had a listener hear me do the read, challenged me on Twitter to a draft. I am in a league with him this weekend. I'm rooting against all his players, and I'm rooting for mine. I got a chance to win cold, hard cash. And if I lose, you'll never hear about it again. If I win, I'm gloating. It's so much fun. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.